9:42. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, 720 WGN. Time for our weekly visit with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. And how was Dr. Most's Thanksgiving this year?
Dean, it was a lot quieter than previous years, that's for sure.
Yeah, not as bad as, I didn't think as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know, I thought it would just be, you know, like super lonely, super depressing. You know, you make the best of it, right?
Yeah, we did. I mean, we had a great Zoom call. It was fun. I have a niece who's studying in Belgium, so it's kind of fun to have her on. We have cousins in Texas, so it was all the people that would have been packed into this house. You know, we had a Zoom call and had some laughs, and it's nice to see their faces and hear their voices.
Yeah, I did a little drive-by at my brother's, and it was a very pleasant, very, very pleasant day, got to say. Spent a lot of time on the phone talking to people, and, you know, that's the way all the experts said it should go. Although, taking a look at some of the footage, though, of airports, a lot of people did traveling. A lot of people, you know, did modified versions of the regular Thanksgivings, but still kind of big gatherings for Thanksgiving. What might we see happening now, Kev, as a result of all that?
Yeah, that's obviously our big concern. When you see these videos of the airports and hear that, you know, today's going to be one of the busiest travel days of the year, in normal years, we're okay with that. We're concerned about the spread of influenza, you know, popping up here and there. But obviously, this year is really going to be very concerning to see what happens over the next couple of weeks. There's a lag, so we'll see, you know, often when people bring the disease back and infect other people, they're okay for a while. They have moderate symptoms. And then the ones that are going to get sick, it's going to be day 7, 10, 14 from you know, right about now.
Okay. What should people get tested now? I mean, if somebody did get exposed to something over the Thanksgiving period, would they be positive now, or does it take a little incubation time?
It takes a little incubation time, but right now, if they were exposed on Wednesday or Thursday, you know, and here it is Sunday, you know, they would be turning positive by this time. So, no, the contact tracing portion of this may be a little bit easier. Someone in your family gets it, you know who was at that gathering. But really, once you hear someone in your family that you might have spent Thanksgiving with got it, be very, very careful for yourself and essentially go into a quarantine.
Okay. Should people be going into, safety modes as we were at the very beginning of the quarantine, or do we know new things now all these months later that we can, you know, do some things, drop other things?
Well, I mean, you certainly can, you know, do some things, drop other things, but the concern right now, obviously, is we're coming into a colder time, more people are inside, so less opportunities to be outdoors and do this. And then the bigger thing is, even like right now, you'll probably look and we'll see a little dip in positive test results, mainly because it's the holiday and we didn't have a lot of testing on Thursday or Friday. So you'll see that our numbers may come down a little bit. Don't get that false sense of security. And I always tell people, look at the hospitalization rates, you know, that are peaking in 26 states, including Illinois. So that's the biggest concern, is not the number of positives out in the community, but what's the stress being put on the hospitals right now?
The numbers that are coming back, 7,873 new confirmed and probable COVID-19 cases, 108 additional deaths reported just yesterday alone. So, I mean, this isn't fooling around time. This is a very literally deadly serious time.
It is. You know, and as we enter the Christmas holiday shopping season and Christmas party season, you know, this is the time, everybody, to really be careful. You know, assuredly, we talk about Thanksgiving, and it's weird. Thanksgiving, Dean, you know, you control your pod. You kind of know everybody in that group and how cautious they may be. When you have a Christmas party or a holiday party, it's a lot of people that you don't even know what they've been doing and really probably have more concerns about holiday parties coming up here over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, very, very, very true. I can't imagine that office parties are going to take place. I mean, the kinds of big parties that would normally take place, that, I mean, nobody wants that kind of liability, I would think, right? That they threw a big office party and a lot of people got sick.
Absolutely. I mean, the good thing about that is, you know, a lot of the restaurants can't even handle it. So certainly we probably aren't going to see these big parties. But unfortunately, we will see these home gatherings of parties where alcohol and music equals an easy spread of COVID. So, you know, we're kind of more concerned about what's going to be going on in the homes for these holiday parties than we are these large gatherings.
312-981-7200 is our phone number for your questions for Dr. Kevin Most. 312-981-7200 to call in or text. Before we get to the questions, what's the vaccine update?
Hey, you know, the vaccine update, it's kind of a little bit crazy right now. So we know that Pfizer has put in for the EUA, and the committee, the advisory committee, will meet next Monday, not tomorrow, but in a week. And certainly looks like that one we could probably have out early. The Moderna, we expect them to file for an EUA this week. The crazy one is the AstraZeneca. I'm trying to think if we talked about it last Sunday, but AstraZeneca's results came out and they confused us. And I say they confused us because there was a little glitch in the way that they did their study. They gave a large portion of people a full dose, followed 21 days later by a full dose. They gave another large population a half a dose by mistake, followed by a full dose. Hmm. The group that did better, the half dose followed by the full dose, had a 90% effective rate. Hmm. The group that got the full dose followed by the full dose, 62% effective rate. We don't know why.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Very, very.
Yeah, so that's a little concerning. It'll be interesting to see how the scientists and how the advisory committee takes that and says, we don't know how it worked, but it worked. Or are they going to say, we need to study AstraZeneca more before we release it?
Yeah, it seems like that is something that you would want to study, right? Before just pressing on?
Correct.
I would hope that would
weird
be
there. Yep.
What kind of time frame are we looking at right now for availability to the public or to first responders, to anybody, really?
Yeah, the CDC is actually having a meeting on Tuesday to decide who will get this first, which is unusual because usually they will meet after the vaccine has been fully vetted and approved. So it's good that they're doing this because then when it is approved, it can be distributed. I signed the paperwork last week for Central DuPage to receive doses. Now, they don't tell us how many, they don't tell us when, but we at least have our paperwork in and ready to go. So it's good that they're, that end of it is fine. Now, when we're going to have it for the general public, I still would think it's going to be April, May, June. I think you're going to see healthcare workers, first responders, nursing homes all get it first, and then followed very closely right after that by essential workers, and then the general public probably sometime in the late spring, early summer.
608 area code says, once a person has been vaccinated for COVID-19, can they still be a carrier?
Well, it's a great question, and we aren't sure. So we think that once you really get vaccinated, your body's immune response will neutralize the virus, and so that you would not be a carrier. Typical with like influenza, we don't see people that got the influenza virus but had the right vaccine then be carriers. So we're certainly hoping that it's not. Too early to tell right now, but it certainly seems like the neutralizing antibodies that are being formed by these vaccines at a 90% effective rate will eliminate the opportunity for this to be a carrier-like illness.
Carolina is on the line, 312-981-7200. You're on with Dr. Kevin Most.
Hi, did you say Caroline?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Dr. Most, I just have not heard an explanation because it seemed about a month ago that they started reporting confirmed cases and probable cases every day, and I just haven't heard the probables, and which makes me wonder, well, they never go back and like give a revised that those weren't actually cases. So it just seems that, you know, in November our cases spiked in Illinois, but they also started reporting positive or probables. Is there a reason for that? And as I said, I haven't heard it.
Yes, Caroline. So we call probables or PUIs. So individuals who, when they first come in the hospital, they first tested, have symptoms and may have tested negative. We test them again 2 to 5 days later while we still keep them in quarantine, essentially, in the hospital. Many of them convert. In other words, they didn't have enough virus at the initial time to be positive, but they certainly showed all the signs of it. And then also it comes down to testing. So some places are running out of testing equipment, and they're telling people, you have the symptoms, you had an exposure, you are a probable case, but we just haven't been able to test everyone that we need to. So we're putting that out more of an awareness so that the people who are probables are going to go into a quarantine and really try to stop that spread, which is good, whether it's influenza or COVID, but certainly the right thing to do.
Appreciate the call, Caroline. Thank you. This is Buddy. You're on WGN.
Good morning. Happy holidays, everybody. I had two brief questions. One, Dr. Most, have you had the virus? And my second question is, and I'll hang up and listen to the response, what percentage of Americans do you think are willing to take this virus shot? Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Yep. So, Buddy, I have not had the virus. I've been very fortunate. I've been tested twice now. Once before becoming the PGA Tour doctor for a week, and then once prior to my colonoscopy. And I think it shows that the resiliency, now you have to remember this, I'm in the midst of this every single day. So right. We are showing the importance of masking and hand washing in the hospital setting. So I have not. As far as what percentage, it's interesting, the Gallup poll that first came out, when there was a big rush to get the vaccine done before the election, boy, the Gallup polls showed about 40% of people would be willing, 30 to 40% of people would be willing to get the vaccine when it was approved. When the news came out now, they've redone that poll, and it's closer to 60 to 70%. So very encouraging, because if we have 60%, 70% get the vaccine, and we have, let's say, somewhere between 10 and 15% of people have already had the illness, we could get to a protective state here fairly soon.
Boy, I think if anything speaks to the importance of masking, washing your hands, social distancing, it's the fact that you and other people who are around people with COVID all the time, stay protected and stay safe. If anything can illustrate that, that sure does.
Absolutely. If you look at the hospital employee positivity rate, it is extremely low. One is we're educated, and we really, and I don't take that the wrong way. We're living this every day, so we are very educated as to what we need to do. And during our workforce time, we are totally protected, whereas other people might be working in another environment where they're not as protected. So for us, wearing a mask is second nature now, and we wear it, pretty much 8 hours a day.
Yeah, I also just want to say, I think a lot of people had off for Thanksgiving, maybe off if they were lucky Thursday and Friday, a long weekend. Hospital workers, healthcare workers did not, and they were at their appointed positions throughout the holiday, taking care of people whose families can't even go to visit them, because they're in quarantine. So, once again, I got to tip my hat and say a big thank you to the healthcare workers, the frontline workers, the ones that are taking care of others, especially during this holiday period. If we have anything to be thankful for as a general population, it's people like that who are caring for others. So thank you, Dr. Most. Thank you to everyone working out there.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And a special thanks to the respiratory therapists, to the nurses, to the environmental service people. It's very unusual for a hospital. For us on Wednesday, to go into a holiday with a full hospital is very rare. But yet we were. Today, I just got our numbers as we're speaking right now. We're actually down a little bit. We're down to 82 COVID patients. This time last week, we're about at 105. Mm. So is that promising? I'm not sure, but we'll see.
Well, again, thank you for all that you and all of your counterparts at hospitals and healthcare facilities all over do for us. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital. Have a great Sunday, Kev. Thank you.
Take care, Dean. We'll talk soon.